On a weekend weighty with memorials, it may be worth noting a few other stories, large and small, that remind us that history never stops. Thousands of people continue to die in Darfur, Western Sudan. United Nations observers say that the government-supported Arab militia called Janjaweed have continued to rape, rob, and slaughter thousands of black African Darfuris, despite UN warnings. This week, Secretary of State Colin Powell described this campaign of massacres as genocide. The UN's deadline for the government to restrain the Janjaweed came on September 1st, but the UN has taken no action. None is scheduled. Graduates of the DeWitt Iowa Central High School class of 2004 reported this week on how they spent $10 given to them by Mike and Jill Selby. Their son Corey was a member of that class but died last year of a heart ailment. His parents gave each of his classmates a $10 bill at graduation, asking them to spend it as their son might have liked. Many students say they went to baseball games and thought of Corey. Others bought music they say they will forever associate with Corey. Many said they gave their $10 to a charity or a homeless person and told them, "This is from Corey." Just $10 can make a lot of memories, said Jill Selby. Jerry Allen Bradford is recovering from a gunshot wound in Pensacola, Florida. Mr. Bradford was shooting 7 mixed-breed puppies in their heads on Wednesday. He said that he couldn't find them homes. When one of the puppies managed to wiggle a paw onto the trigger of Mr. Bradford's revolver, which discharged the gun into his wrist. Mr. Bradford is being charged with felony animal cruelty. The 4 puppies he didn't have a chance to shoot have been taken to a shelter. The county sheriff's office says many people have called to adopt the puppies. No one has called about Jerry Allen Bradford. Macbeth is the featured entertainment for troops at Maxwell Air Force Base in Alabama this weekend. Shakespeare's play about ambition, blood, and rivalry, fear factor among Scottish royals. The Army says many of today's soldiers are older, educated, and eager for more mature entertainment, though for some that may mean Selma Hayek, not Britney Spears. Dana Gioia, head of the National Endowment for the Arts, says the idea of bringing the Bard to Army bases struck him when his sister was called up for active duty. Many soldiers appear in Macbeth. Many don't survive to Act 5. The play says that soldiers can be noble and just, and that wars can be petty and disgraceful, and vice versa. Both Mahatma Gandhi and George Patton could find speeches in Macbeth to confirm and challenge their views. That's a real reality show.